Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, in the headlines. Agriculture specialist Natasha Jones says the new U.S. $80 million grant program is expected to benefit 120 agro-processors, help boost food production and security,
right on,
and advance agro-processing in Dominica. Interim chairman of LEAD 2020, Ambassador Devin Joseph, claims that progress is being made towards full operations with two demo flights planned this week.
News as it happens.
And Donald Trump called immigrants who are in the United States animals and not human, as said a bloodbath will consume America if he does not win the November 5th U.S. presidential election. The news is brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. Details coming up next.
Life doesn't always go to plan. Home is your safe place, so when the unexpected happens, make sure it's protected. Beacon's home and contents policies can help by providing complete cover for losses due to fire, theft, and natural disasters. Call Archipelago Trading at 448-5247 or visit beacondominica.com and get complete cover for your home and contents today. Insurance is a promise to pay. At Beacon, we keep our promises.
Agriculture specialist Natasha Jones has clarified the components of the contingency emergency response component that was launched on April 3rd, 2024 at an agro-processing post-harvest ceremony at the Fisheries Complex Conference Room. Ms. Jones explained that under the World Bank US $25 million pilot project, which began after Hurricane Maria in 2017, a new project to tune the sum of US $80 million was sourced to launch a subcomponent of the project called CERC. CERC will address three components to boost food production and security in Dominica. Component E focuses on the enhancement of production systems, costing US $4 million in total. Under this component, funds will be used for strengthening of livestock production system, which includes recommendations and reconstruction of a national abattoir costing US $1.7 million, construction of a national animal feed mixing plant costing $250,000, strengthening of local hatcheries at a cost of US $100,000.
Also under component A, we have the modernizations of cropping systems, which is $1 million US. So under modernization of cropping systems, we have supporting protected agriculture, which is basically providing new greenhouses and restoring existing greenhouse structures, strengthening of irrigation systems, enhancing banana production systems, enhancing capacity of extension services, promoting resilient production systems, which includes rainwater harvesting and sloping agricultural land technologies. Also under component A, we also have the restoration and development of fisheries landing sites. The nine fisheries landing sites that will be restored are the Soufrière, Cotshead, Saint-Sauveur, Stowe, in addition to the construction of the vending stall at Newtown, Poncolet, Maho, Bioche, Dubla. So the restoration of the development of the fisheries landing sites would be $900,000.
And Natasha Jones expounded further on Component B, which focuses on enhancing the marketing of local agricultural produce at a cost of $2.2 million.
So Component B, enhancement of marketing of local agricultural produce, $2.2 million. B1, we have the strengthening of procurement systems, which include the provision of $5 million or $1.8 million to Dexia to procure fresh agricultural produce and value-added products directly from the farmers and agro-processors respectively. Under B2, we have support for micro, small and medium enterprises, which includes support to hawksers through the provision of packaging material. B2 is $200,000. Under component B3, we have support to regional marketing depots, of which at least 3 regional marketing depots will be supported by procuring the required equipment and providing the necessary technical support to assist with the marketing strategies and operational development.
Jones says the further component will seek to improve the value addition for fresh products such as fish, meat and edible oils and will benefit 120 agro-processors.
Component C, which is the value addition in agriculture development program, which is US $1.8 million, will target the value addition of fresh produce, meat, fish, and edible oils. This component also includes harvest and post-harvest for commercial crop and livestock farmers. The project has already launched the modernization of cropping systems, irrigation and support to banana and planting production. Today, the project will launch component C, which speaks to value addition of fresh produce, meat, fish, and edible oils. The project will target 120 agro-processors, which include 60 micro, 40 small, and 20 medium enterprises, which will be categorized accordingly. Agro-processors have been relaying their material needs with respect to assistance in the purchasing of equipment, appliances, raw materials, packaging materials, product labeling, and other essential supplies. Needs have also arisen with respect to the provision of support in the certification of processes and manufacturing spaces, as well as support in product testing at the Dominica Bureau of Standards. Since the agricultural supply chain commences at the farm level, interventions on the SIRC include enhancing harvest and post-harvest management to boost consistency in quality and marketability through the provision of harvesting and post-harvesting equipment. Therefore, the project will target commercial farmers of both crop and livestock as beneficiaries. The aim is to target approximately 400 crop and 100 livestock commercial farmers.
And that was agriculture specialist Miss Natasha Jones. 13 netballers left Dominica on April 2nd to participate in the 20th edition of the Jean-Pierre Youth Netball Tournament being held in St. Lucia from the 3rd to 10th of April 2024. At a ceremony held on March 28th for 2024, the female players received their uniforms from officials at the sports division. President of the Dominica Netball Association, Colita Hamilton, told the girls that their hard work has paid off. Financial support of EC $41,000 have been spent to accommodate the netball team at the tournament.
I would just like to tell you all that your commitment has paid off. Your hard work has paid off. I cannot think that it was easy balancing training and your studies and other activities. However, time management is important and I believe that you all have it. Welcome. I hope you all love it here. These are your sisters. You all may get to play with them as your career in netball advances. And I would just like to encourage you all to keep the teamwork spirit.
President of the Dominica Netball Association, Colita Hamilton. The third annual National Chess Championship hosted by the Dominica Chess Federation kicked off on April 2nd, 2024, initiating a week-long event scheduled to run until Saturday evening. Designed exclusively for members of the association, individuals interested in participation are urged to explore the association's social media platforms for membership requirements and registration. Dorothy John Baptist is the PRO of the Dominica Chess Federation.
The 2024 National Chess Championships, hosted by the Dominica Chess Federation, starts off on Tuesday, April 2nd at the Dominica State College from 5:30 p.m. This tournament is for Federation members, so those wishing to participate may visit the Dominica Chess Federation's Facebook page for information on becoming a member. This is the qualifying segment of the tournament, and it is expected to have about 5 rounds. So we begin on April 2nd with the first round, and we continue with a round each evening for the rest of the week until Saturday, April 6th, when we'll have 2 rounds. There is a rest day scheduled for Friday, the 5th of April. Games will be the Swiss format, that is, players will be paired with others of similar skill level. The time controls will be 60 plus 30.
John Baptist disclosed that the top 5 finalists emerging from the championship will earn the opportunity to represent Dominica at the 45th Chess Olympiad set to take place in Hungary come September.
The top 7 from the qualifiers will advance to the finals, which are carded for end of May into June of this year. There are cash prizes and trophies to be won, and the top 5 finalists will be selected to represent Dominica at the 45th Chess Olympiad in Hungary in September 2024. Prospective players have up until the start of the first round to register for the tournament, so you can visit the Dominica Chess Federation's Facebook page for the link to sign up. We have about 19 people registered for the tournament so far, so we look forward to some exciting over-the-board chess games in this, our 3rd annual National Chess Championship.
And that was a public relations officer of the Dominica Chess Federation, Dorothy John Baptist. Q95 News has confirmed that Kerry Joseph from the village of Benz was found dead on April 2nd, 2024 at a house in Hampstead. The 18-year-old male was found at 2 p.m. on the floor of the veranda of the house. Details surrounding the cause of his death are unclear at this time, but Q95 has been informed that investigations are ongoing into the matter. Joseph was transported to the Northeastern Funeral Home pending an autopsy. Q95 News extends condolences to the family and friends of the deceased. Commonwealth Secretary General Patricia Scotland Casey and Professor Sir Nasser David Khalil, chairman of the Khalili Foundation, have jointly launched the Commonwealth Faith Festival. They unveiled the objectives of this initiative to a diverse audience comprising of representatives from youth groups, peace-building organizations, faith-based communities, academia, civil society, and advocacy groups. The festival aims to extend its impact by establishing a robust network of organizations, facilitating constructive dialogues, and amplifying peace-building endeavors across the Commonwealth nation. Throughout 2024, the festival will encourage and support the development of new projects and initiatives led by youth, civil society, and peace-building organizations. These endeavors will harness the power of understanding and collaboration to tackle community and societal challenges effectively. The Commonwealth Faith Festival represents a collaborative effort between the Khalili Foundation and the Commonwealth Secretariat, building on the Foundation's internationally acclaimed projects that utilize art, culture, and education to foster unity among young people. During her address, Baroness Patricia Scotland Casey articulated the profound significance of the project that leverages faith to uphold the Commonwealth values. She emphasized the importance of faith in humanity, highlighting its unifying force and its essence in defining our collective identity. Public Relations Officer at the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation, Rhoda St. John, underscores the importance of educating the youth about effective waste management, noting that this knowledge will stay with them throughout their lives. She draws attention to the recently introduced Zero Waste Initiative within schools across the island, which not only encourages waste sorting at home, but also reduces the amount of waste ending up in the landfill.
If we can teach our young generation, the preschoolers, the primary school students, even from a high school level, proper waste management, separating their waste, not throwing recyclables in their general waste, they are going to grow up with that instilled in them. They're not going, somebody will Right now, we have a project where the schools are collecting the plastic bottles, whether it's a Clorox bottle, disinfectant, detergent, fabric softener, water bottle, all sizes, shapes, oil, they are collecting it. You have parents now saying, I have a staff in my office. Hey, don't throw that bottle in the garbage. My daughter needs it to bring school. Mm. Parents are, oh, I cannot put my plastics in the waste anymore. My child making noise. You know what that is doing? It's getting the plastics out of our mainstreams, out of our gutters, out of the trash, and we're now preserving the landfill because these materials are not commingling and it doesn't go up and just be dumped with the general waste. So we're now preserving the life and getting a little longer space on the landfill because of that. So we're educating the children on how to manage their recyclables, how to sort at source, separate your waste, and we're still collecting that we can ship out so that we can repurpose and rethink.
St. John has also emphasized several local businesses that employ biodegradable plastic bags, aiming to support Dominica's environmental efforts and combat plastic pollution.
They do have biodegradable garbage bags on the market. I know for sure Go Green has biodegradable bags, and the corporation is looking into getting biodegradable bags as well. So that definitely is. And we do have some plastic bags. If you go to, I believe, ESMA, the plastic bags are also biodegradable. Mm-hmm. So we just as Dominica took a stand and the government took a stand to stamp out styrofoam, and we did a debris tracking survey last year with the University of Georgia and the college students. And I just want to say hats off to Dominicans. Hats off to us as a country. You cannot find styrofoam nowhere in Dominica. And we went all over the country tracking debris on beaches, in gutters, in rivers, in supermarkets, in restaurants. Not one styrofoam container is found.
And that was Rhoda St. John, a public relations officer at the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation. Justice Dr. Irvin Andre added his voice on the wrongful detention and 7 hours interrogation of 7 wealthy, well-meaning American tourists by the Dominica Police Force on March 24, 2024, after they had already been granted entry into Dominica via the Kinfield Airport. Dr. Andre contends that the rule of law was not followed by police in this circumstance, and the wealthy Americans who came to Dominica legally were ill-treated, and as some others would say, allegedly due to the decision to seek accommodation at Exotica Cottages in Girardel area, which is owned by Afton Mate, a former DLP government minister, environmentalist and political advocate. The United States nationals arrived on the island on March 22, 2024, on 3 small private planes, and were detained and forced to assist police in their investigations into some undisclosed matter, which may turn out to be a possible case of political paranoia. K95 News has confirmed that among the 7 tourists were questioned, there was a medical practitioner, an engineer, a North Carolina appellate court justice, and a pilot. The purpose of the Americans' visit to Dominica was reportedly for the establishment of a new tourism product, which would have significantly benefited Dominicans who were stakeholders in the tourism sector, regardless of their political affiliations.
Not only in America, certainly in Canada, there is something called the rule of law. And there is a legal rule which governs the actions of police officers that you don't detain someone without having a reasonable suspicion, which is more than just a hunch, that they've done something wrong. So for you to take upon yourself to detain 7 persons who've just come to visit your island without a shred of evidence that they've done anything wrong, it is confirmation which we do not need, that in many respects we are living in a police state which is dictated by the whims and fancies of a political directorate, which does not recognize any type of legal precepts or principles in detaining people and holding them and questioning them about what the type of clothes that they wear, the nature of the plane that they came to Dominica, why they did not come on a pipui, why they are staying by Arthie Mather's home, who are they meeting in Dominica. This is ridiculous.
Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. In other news, Liat 2020, the successor of Liat 1974 Limited, is edging closer to operational readiness pending the acquisition of necessary air operation certificates. Ambassador David Joseph, serving as interim chairman of LEA 2020, has confirmed significant progress towards achieving full operations. This includes the scheduling of two demonstration flights slated for this week. These demonstration flights is a standard procedure in aviation and are aimed at facilitating the acquisition of the AOC in collaboration with the Eastern Caribbean Civil Aviation Authority. One of the flights is scheduled to depart for St. Kitts on Thursday, while the other is set for St. Lucia on Friday. Both flights will involve ECCA officials and LEA 2020 personnel aboard an ATR aircraft from the former LEA subsidiary. Subsequent to the CHESS demonstrations, the issuance of the AOC is anticipated in the near future, in accordance with discussions held with the ECCAA and Prime Minister Gaston Brown. LEA 2020, established as a joint venture with Airbus, intends to boost its fleet to 6 aircraft with an additional 3 planes sourced from Airbus. However, the specific timeline for the arrival of these additional aircraft remains undisclosed at this time. And during a speech in Michigan on Tuesday, Donald Trump referred to immigrants who are in the United States illegally as animals and not human, repeating the degrading rhetoric he has often used on the campaign trail. Standing alongside law enforcement officers, the Republican presidential candidate highlighted specific criminal cases involving suspects without legal status and cautioned that without his victory in the November 5th election, America will face violence and chaos.
Donald Trump called immigrants who are illegally in the United States not human in a speech in Michigan on Tuesday as he intensified his focus on border issues with incendiary rhetoric on his campaign trail. The Republican presidential candidate spoke in Grand Rapids, appearing with several law enforcement officers. He focused on several criminal cases involving suspects who may have been in the country illegally and labeled them as subhuman.
The 22-year-old nursing student in Georgia who was barbarically murdered by an illegal alien animal. The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals.
Trump also described meeting the family of Ruby Garcia, a local 25-year-old murdered last month. Police say a suspect in the case was in the country illegally. Garcia's sister denied the former president spoke with the family, according to local media reports, which also said she was angry about her sister's death being used as a political tool. Trump titled his Michigan speech Biden's Border Bloodbath and warned that chaos would consume America if he did not win the election in November.
This is country changing, it's country threatening, and it's country wrecking. They have wrecked our country. But I stand before you today to declare that Joe Biden's border bloodbath, and that's what it is, it's a bloodbath. If we don't win on November 5th, I think our country is going to cease to exist.
Later on Tuesday, he gave a similar speech in Wisconsin, calling the 2024 election the nation's final battle.
Prisoners, murderers, drug dealers, mental patients, terrorists.
Trump frequently claims that immigrants crossing the border with Mexico had escaped from prisons and asylums in their home countries and are fueling violent crime in the United States. While available data on criminals' immigration status is sparse, researchers say the violent crime rate is not higher among those in the U.S. illegally than native-born Americans.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. Agriculture specialist Natasha Jones says the new US $80 million grant program is expected to benefit 120 agro-processors, help boost food production and security, and advance agro-processing in Dominica. Interim chairman of LEA 2020, Ambassador David Joseph, claims that progress is being made towards operations with two demo flights planned this week. And Donald Trump called immigrants who are in the United States illegally animals and not human.
It happens.
And said a bloodbath will consume America if he does not win the November 5th U.S. presidential election. The news was brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents for Beacon Insurance Limited. I am Felix Involvement.
For news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com.